I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." I heard about the mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about those streets of gold beyond that crystal sea. I heard about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day, I'll sing up there the songs of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me before I knew him, and all of my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. Sometimes, hallelujah, sometimes, praise the Lord. Sometimes, gently singing, our hearts in one accord. Oh, let us lift our voices, look towards the sky. Oh, let us now return his love, just let our voices fly. Oh, let us feel his presence, let the sound of praises fill the air. Oh, let us sing the songs of Jesus to people everywhere. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. I read them. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Our opinions of ourselves is formed largely by the attitude of others towards us. If we, as children, are ridiculed for our physical appearance or lack of ability, we may develop deep inferiority and the belief that we are doomed to be a failure. Children are often unintentionally cruel in pointing out one another's physical appearances. If a child is too fat, too skinny, too tall, too short, he can become so self-conscious that he loses his self-respect and esteem. Sometimes these scars are so deep that the person may never develop self-confidence again. But here in this scripture, Paul's confidence was not the result of the attitude of others towards him. Paul's confidence was in God's attitude towards him. Paul was aware that he could do all things through Christ that strengthens him. Failure is one of the uglies of life. We deny it run away from it, or upon being overtaken, fall into permanent paralyzing fear because of our reluctance to face it. Not much is written about the anatomy of failure. As Christians, we wave our visionary banners proclaiming victory in Jesus, refusing often to admit that the path to ultimate victory may include some immediate bloody noses. Accidents on the road to success are often blamed on the heavy traffic in which we travel. In this life, we find there are people around us who delight in telling us we will never succeed. It may be someone at the office or in the neighborhood, an old schoolmate, or even someone in the church. It seems that there are too few cheerleaders and too many jeerleaders. "You're a dunce," said the teacher, "and I'm going to fail you." These were the words of a teacher who failed Albert Einstein in mathematics. I ask you now, who was truly the dunce? Refuse to believe the lies of your critics. Don't listen to the lies of your past performance. Shut out the messages from the enemy. Listen to God and His promises. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." So what if you do fail? So what if you fail 2, 3, or even 5 times? That was then, and this is now. Now, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Think of some of the greatest stories of our time. Do you know that most of them have experienced failure? Walt Disney went broke 7 times before he succeeded. Thomas Edison made several thousand experiments that failed before he developed the light bulb. Babe Ruth racked up the largest record of strikeouts in the history of baseball, but he was always in there swinging. Nobody remembers the failures of these individuals. Their history is the story of their success. My friend in Christ, there is never a lack of people to tell you, "Look at the mess you've made of your life so far. You've never done anything worthwhile." They say, "You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear." If anyone has said such a thing to you, I want you to know this, that we have a God who owns a pig farm and specializes in silk purses. God is in the grace business, the forgiveness business, the business of lifting us out of the mess we've made of our lives and putting us back into service for Him. God can do something wonderful in your life, no matter what your sin, no matter what your failure. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. He is the God of abundance. He is the God of extravagant grace. Do you believe that? If so, it is because that you have appropriated by faith the power of the Holy Spirit. We are told in the Scriptures that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. What does this mean? It means simply this. Whom do you believe? Do you believe the people who told you that all those negative things about yourself? Or do you believe God? Do you believe that your past determines your future? Or do you believe God when He tells you that He has a completely new plan and a new purpose for your life? God tells us that He has an entirely new story to tell us. If you belong to Him, if you have been redeemed, then you have been regenerated and reborn. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. God tells you that you are a child of the King. Therefore, you are a prince or princess of possibilities. You are a son or daughter of the Most High. He promises that he will always lead you into triumph. I can do all things, Paul said, through Christ who strengthens me. So whom are you going to believe? The negative messages of the past or God's promises of the future? The condemnation of people or the commendation of God? I'm going to stop the lesson right here. I know that God can make you more than a conqueror through His Spirit. It is not by your might or by your power, but it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord God.